NTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovar. Republicans made strides in key races across New Mexico on Tuesday, and former President Donald Trump came within 6 points of winning the state's electoral votes from Vice President Kamala Harris, compared to Trump losing by 11 points to Joe Biden in 2020. But that momentum did not carry over to the U.S. Senate race, where Democratic incumbent Martin Heinrich beat Republican challenger Nella Domenici by 10 points. In Congressional District 2, incumbent Democrat Gabe Vasquez defeated Republican Yvette Harrell by 4 points in the second election since its redistricting. In the state legislature, Democrats kept their strong advantage, but 3 seats did flip to Republicans. Republicans also came close to flipping 3 others, including 2 in the Democratic stronghold of Las Cruces. Now, late Wednesday, Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham released a statement which in part stated, "I will respect the will of the American voter and accept the outcome of Tuesday's election, and I am proud that so many New Mexicans turned out to vote." The state of New Mexico is updating the hours of operation for the Disaster Response and Recovery Call Center, opened as part of the response to the flooding in Chavez County. Residents can continue to call the Department of Homeland Security's Disaster Response and Recovery Center at 833-663-4736, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., 7 days a week. Updated information and resources can be found at the DHSEM's website, X, and Facebook. And FEMA is now accepting applications to provide assistance to individuals, households, and businesses in the affected areas of Chavez County. Residents impacted by the flooding in Chavez County can now apply for FEMA individual assistance online through the FEMA app or by calling 800-621-3362. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.